Commentator Christine Holmgren did not grow up in a religious family, but as a child, she managed to find her way to the church on her own.
It may be hard to imagine a 10-year-old girl fretting over her parents' lack of commitment to her spiritual nurture. But remember, in those days, everyone went to Sunday school. Teachers' pets, bad boys, bullies, and sweethearts swarmed like locusts to our Sunday morning gathering places. We little baby boomers were herded like innocent sheep into newly built blonde brick Lutheran, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic, and Episcopal educational wings. Even the Jewish kids went to something called Hebrew school. As we used to say on the playground in those days, it was the same difference. The important thing was that everyone put in their time sitting on two small chairs, listening to someone else's mother tell stories about baby Moses in the bulrushes or how Joseph was nearly done in by his jealous brothers. Every Sunday, after my mother stuffed me with hot raisin oatmeal, I trekked the 10 miles to the Evangelical and Reformed Lutheran Church, all by myself. When snows filled the unplowed streets and temperatures dipped below zero, I rose early and zipped into snow pants for an additional 10 minutes of drift climbing. I arrived on time always and disappeared into the back of the cloakroom where I shed my flannel and wool and fluffed up the crinoline under my Sunday dress. My boots always leaked. My socks and shoes were always soaked. My nose and cheeks stung from fresh frostbite, and my hands were chapped with a rough mitten wool. But I didn't care. I was where I was supposed to be, disguised as a cherished child. As I grew older, the long walks to Sunday school matured into Saturday morning strolls to confirmation, Advent candle vespers on December Wednesdays, and lonely tenebrae on warm spring nights. If there were moments of loneliness, I don't remember them. I remember instead a soft veil of peace sheltering me. It wasn't always easy, but I found my own way. In a perfect world, every little girl would have a hand to hold, a grown-up supervising her slow journey into womanhood. Every little boy would grow up with the certainty that someone he loved was keeping track how it all turns out. We hear a lot these days about the necessity of an entire village in the difficult task of child-rearing. I don't know anyone who disputes the importance of watching over the young, caring for their growth and development. But there remains something to be said for the clever child who is able to travel her own path and make it home safely.
Christine Holmgren is a Presbyterian minister in Northfield, Minnesota. She comes to us with help from member station WCAL.